The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, according to confidential documents, senior employees in TikTok were aware of the harms the compulsive nature of the app could cause. The documents also revealed how the company moderates harmful content, including content relating to self-harm and suicide. Joining me now to explain all is our technology correspondent, Jess Kelly. Jess, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, these documents, they were not meant to be revealed to the public gaze, but they were.
They were. They were presented in court as part of a case. So in Kentucky is one of the 14 US states that are separately suing TikTok, alleging that it has created the app designed to addict and otherwise harm minors. This information was presented. It was meant to be digitally redacted. However, the digital redaction didn't work. And the documents were obtained by RTE and others in the US. And that is now how we have the information. And some of the detail that's included is quite shocking because it shows the level of content that violates the platform's own rules. You and I have been talking for years now about how social media, for such a long time, were only adhering to their own content policies. Yeah. They set the rule book, they played by the rule book, and they decided and defined what breached their rules and what didn't. However, these documents show a significant portion of the content that does violate the rules that was not taken down. It also shows that the content that wasn't moderated or taken down. So this includes, according to these documents, 35.71% of content categorised as the normalisation of paedophilia, 33.3% of content relating to minor sexualisation or sexual solicitation. There's other ones in relation to physical abuse, sexual assault, a whole host of very worrying topics and categories that should not be on an online platform, or if it is uploaded to a platform, should be caught and taken down. Now, it is important to note that TikTok has said that the statement in this particular case has cherry-picked some misleading quotes and takes outdated documents out of context to misrepresent their commitment to community safety. So that's what TikTok is saying. But there's no denying that there is a lot of worrying content in this.
So this stuff is getting through in spite of the moderation. And then their defense is that, well, they're given the global nature of TikTok, that relatively speaking, there's only 10,000 views of each thing before they finally take it down.
Yeah, and I suppose in some way you think, okay, well, less than 10,000 views, but that's still 10,000 views. And also, you don't know who or the nature of those 10,000 viewers. You know, the age, we know that age verification is a huge issue on social media platforms. We also know that, that some of the protections that have been brought in place on TikTok, there's no way to ensure that they are preventing younger people in particular from seeing this content. It's also worth stating that it's not just younger people who would find this content upsetting, offensive, and it shouldn't be on there. One of the key points that comes out of this is that there's serious concern around the rabbit holes that people end up on TikTok. So that is where you are scrolling through, certain content comes in, and given the nature of the algorithm, so it says here now that the algorithm, I suppose it's not being selected based for the viewing of the user, but it's shown to them based on content that they've previously engaged with or viewed.
So if you're interested in old Land Rover Defenders, it'll keep showing you stuff related to that.
If you've watched it and if you've engaged with it, and it's that echo chamber that we've heard about for so many years in relation to the likes of Twitter, Instagram indeed as well. It feeds you content based on that sort of stuff.
So just explain how the moderation process is supposed to work. So for example, are interested in Land Rover Defenders, but there's one particular thing about Land Rover Defenders where there's pedophilia going on in the back of the Land Rover. You might still get that. How is that supposed to be caught?
So the way, and this is something that different platforms, not just TikTok, they have said that it is incredibly difficult to do, because given the nature of the volume of content that is uploaded onto every platform every single day of the week, it is very difficult. So what's being done, and we don't know this for certain in the case of TikTok, but in many instances, artificial intelligence is being used to scan videos, content, texts on posts, hashtag being used and so on. And so AI is the first line of defense. When something is flagged or reported, there are reporting processes in place whereby in some instances, AI again comes in and makes a judgment call, or in certain scenarios, things can get bumped up to human content moderators.
Yeah.
What we need to understand and appreciate, and anyone who's been on TikTok or Instagram Reels will know, that content producers, so whether that is professional content producers, broadcasters, or indeed individuals on these platforms, they know how to get round some of the filters that are in place. So rather than using the term or any of the language in relation to suicide, for example, now content posters who are talking about these topics will say, unalive yourself. Because they know that the algorithm, the AI, will pick up that they are talking about harmful content. It'll reduce and limit the audience that they're exposed to. Whereas the term unalive yourself is different. The AI has not been trained for that. And so it gets through the crack holes. I also think some of the other interesting stats in this relate to, and I suppose it all comes back to, the harm that this is doing to our younger people. There were some internal studies done and research done to look at the pain and the impact that it has on users. One employee, according to these documents, said that after following several PainHub and SadNote accounts, it took me 20 minutes to drop into a negative filter bubble. The intensive density of negative content makes me lower down mood and increase my sadness feelings, although I am in high spirit in my recent life.
My goodness.
So it's showing the, and this is something that we've heard anecdotally. We've also heard it from the Facebook whistleblower, Frances Haugen, who made allegations around Mark Zuckerberg and other senior Meta executives' awareness of the impact of on Instagram, particularly on young girls. We know that content that elicits a sad or distressed emotion is more likely to get engagement. It's more likely to keep your attention for longer. Therefore, it makes sense if we understand the algorithm with the little information now, that they share with us.
The algorithm is basically a mathematical formula that finds the stuff that you've been watching, gives you more of it. Why don't we simply outlaw algorithms? In other words, if I'm looking for stuff about Land Rover Defenders, I have to go look for them. I don't want to be thrown at me.
Because that's one of the key questions that's being asked at the moment, right? That none of the social media companies have been fully open and transparent as to how their algorithms work. We don't know the difference between the TikTok algorithm and the Instagram algorithm or the Facebook algorithm. We have no idea of how it works. We have no idea of what content gets served. The whole nature of these platforms, and that is the key allegation of this particular case, is that it's designed to be addictive. They want to keep you on the app for as long as possible. And they're doing that by serving content that's relevant to you. So to remove algorithms would completely undermine every aspect of a social media platform. Think of it like a casino in Las Vegas. When you go into a casino, there are no clocks. There's cold air being pumped in. You get free drinks when you sit down at a machine or at a table. It's all designed to keep you in place. They don't want you looking at the time of the day. They don't want you leaving the casino. That's the allegation, that these apps are like that. Now, it should be noted that TikTok has introduced certain features to try and help with the amount of time people are spending on the app. There are prompts to reduce their time. But there was another experiment run, and the company found that the default screen time use prompts reduced the average time per day that teams spent on the platform from approximately 108.5 minutes to approximately 107 minutes. So they're not having any impact.
This text from Shane. For years, the web was hailed as a sanctuary for free speech. If the platform providers for this poisonous content were treated as publishers, they would soon clean up their act. Money talks, that's all they understand. Another one wondering why TikTok doesn't require a kind of a broadcast license.
Well, it is worth noting here in Ireland and indeed Europe. So the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland is now Comisión na Mban, and that includes what's called very large online platforms, VLOPs, the term that's being used. And so they are now under the remit of the Online Safety Commissioner. And there are rules that are being put in place and regulation and legislation that's being put in place that will hold them to a similar account to us here in traditional broadcast. There will be more of an onus on them to respond to content. One of the key issues here, aside from the content itself, is that when users see something distressing online, if they don't want to watch it, they just don't, they scroll away. Not enough people are reporting content or flagging content. Okay. And I think one of the issues is that some of the platforms don't make it as easy as perhaps they should to report that content and get it taken down.
Jess Kelly, our technology correspondent. Jess, thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.